Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to where we're celebrating his 19th anniversary this year with us. And he's the author of a number of books, including Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, which is my favorite book in my library. Look Up America, that's his last one. Faithful Finances 101, you're starting to get the picture. He is a financial expert and a recovering Wall Street operative. And his work is all about ethical investing. And he's here to talk to us about something we've covered a little bit before, but it's a very interesting take on the future of capitalism, I think. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Gary. So let's start out by setting the table around what's happened in the past. Folks, the thing we're going to talk about today is who really are the stakeholders that matter in corporate America. And that's the way I think of it, Gary. Who are the stakeholders that matter and who should have the most voice? Is it the investors? Is it the executives? Is it the employees? Is it the customers? Those are all stakeholders, maybe even vendors. Now let's take Gary, give them a little bit of a tour and some history and some quotes from the past about this.
Sure. There are basically two schools of thought about how corporations should be run. The first and the most prevalent today since the 70s or so is what's called shareholder value maximization.
Mm-hmm.
And what it basically means is as the CEOs, you have to put yourself in their position, Jim. They should focus all of their attentions on making the most money for shareholders. Milton Friedman was the leader of this movement, more or less, and he basically was famous for a quote that said the only social responsibility of a business is to make money for shareholders within certain, you know, legal and cultural bounds.
No, no mention of employees, no mention of customers,
no mention of
any other shareholders.
Particularly for your audience, Jim, no mention of suppliers.
Right.
Okay?
Supply chain, right.
Yes. Now, the other school of thought is you use the word stakeholder as opposed to running a corporation for the shareholders exclusively.
Yep.
The other school of thought has been, and this is led by people like Peter Drucker, for example, a famous management philosopher, who basically said, no, a corporation is a living entity that exists within a culture, and it only makes sense, common sense, to take care of your employees, to take care of your vendors, to focus on your customers. And literally, giant corporations from Johnson & Johnson, for example, has always been a proponent of the shareholder or stakeholder
right.
philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Other corporations like IBM have been more of the shareholder philosophy.
Right.
And this has been playing out, and the reason we're talking today is a dear friend of mine has an aunt who teaches at the Harvard Business School. She teaches the MBAs who mm-hmm. runs America's Great Corporations. And he sent me an article that she just had published in the Harvard Business Review where she's basically challenging the notion of shareholder value maximization and basically mm-hmm. her paper, in essence, says in today's world, giant institutions from hedge funds to mutual funds and so on, private equity funds, have the biggest stake in many corporations. And these guys are called activist shareholders, and they are pushing the boards to do whatever they can to maximize their profits in the shortest period of time. And there's a lot of feeling, and she shares it, that the shareholder value maximization has been, in essence, making America short-term, the focus short-term.
And coarsening our society and doing great damage to human beings.
Yes, and if you read Peter Drucker's work, he just talks about that all the way through. He talks about one of my favorite quotes I use in some of my seminars is he said the pursuit of the highest profit margin could be deadly to a corporation.
Well, what it's doing basically, that the shareholder value maximization is basically saying the golden goose is not laying eggs quick enough. We have to grab it and squeeze it more out of it quicker right now. We need these eggs right now. And the other option says the golden goose is our future. We have to nurture this golden goose and make sure that she's healthy so she continues to lay the golden eggs. By the way, the people we're talking about, the authors of this article, is Joseph Bauer and Lynn Payne from the Harvard Business Review.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.